Well, you've probably heard about the unrest in Syria, takeover, and again, Assad has found a safe space in Russia. What does this mean to the region? What does this mean to Syria? And what does this mean to the United States as we look at this situation, certainly very guarded? Kind enough to join us this morning on those topics and more, Dr. Carl Kaltenthaler. He is the director of the Michael J. Morrell Center for Intelligence and Security Studies at the University of Akron in the Department of Political Science. And Carl, thanks for joining us this morning. And I guess, first and all, an overview from you as you watch this story unfold over the weekend.
So basically, Syria has been a very divided country since the beginning of the unrest. It started as a bunch of demonstrations against Bashar al-Assad in 2011 and then turned into a civil war, and a very complex civil war with multiple different groups fighting, all having different agendas. And the country basically dissolved into areas where these different groups controlled territory. And so you had the government controlling territory, you had ISIS controlling some territory, an Al-Qaeda affiliate controlling some territory, and then over 50 other opposition groups that were controlling territory. The Russians and the Iranians and Hezbollah came in to save Bashar al-Assad, who without their help would have definitely lost power. They came in and they saved them. And the United States came in and helped to degrade ISIS to the point where ISIS didn't control territory anymore. And then this situation all changed. And it all changed because Russia got bogged down in Ukraine and the Iranians got into it with Israel. And so Bashar al-Assad was facing these groups, all of these opposition groups, kind of by himself because the Russians couldn't come and save him. The Iranians couldn't come and save him, and Hezbollah couldn't come and save him. I mean, as your listeners probably know, Hezbollah has been in a very, very brutal fight with Israel and has basically been losing. So they just don't have the strength to come in and save Assad as they did. And so this group called Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, which basically means the Organization for the Freedom of Syria, this group just had no opposition and moved through all these areas that Bashar al-Assad used to control. And then the Syrian army just basically quit. They saw that the fight was a losing one. Rather than die for a losing cause, they just put their guns down, took their uniforms off, and quit. And so HTS, this group that used to be affiliated with al-Qaeda, now claims it's not, swept through all of that government-controlled territory and took it. And so they're now in charge of Syria.
So, Carl, with that being said, I know we're at the beginning of this whole story, and they just went to the airwaves over the weekend. Good or bad for the region? Good or bad for the United States as we watch this?
Well, so this is a huge question. You know, Bashar al-Assad was an absolutely awful person. There's no question about it. Regularly tortured, executed, goon squads go and kill whole villages of people. We suspected that maybe they weren't loyal to him, used nerve gas on his own population. Just an awful, awful dictator. So it's good that he's gone, because one of the reasons why it's good he's gone, he was one of the reasons why ISIS got any traction in Syria at all, because people said, all right, ISIS is bad, we think they're crazy, but at least they're better than Bashar al-Assad. So this was one of the major reasons why we thought that ISIS still had a bit of support in Syria. So he's gone now. So that may help us. That may help us with ISIS. Having said that, the group that took over, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, you know, it's a hardcore Islamist group. And it doesn't, as far as we know, really believe in democracy. It's certainly not as bad as ISIS was, or even Al-Qaeda in some areas. But, you know, it's still a pretty hardcore Islamist group. And by Islamist, we mean they want to rule by Sharia. So there may be uprisings against it. I mean, there may be people who say, no, we don't want to live under these guys either. But I think the bigger, more immediate problem is really Hayat Tahrir al-Sham sits on top of an umbrella of different opposition groups who came together really for the sole purpose of getting rid of Bashar al-Assad. Now that Bashar al-Assad's gone, do these groups still continue to cooperate with each other, or do they start fighting with each other? And that is a distinct possibility.
Carl, final question. He took to the press conference yesterday, the leaders, which was really interesting, on United States satellite television, but he had some warnings for Iran, and he had some words that he wanted to make sure the West heard. Talk a little bit about that.
So the guy you're referring to, Abu Muhammad al-Golani, is a guy who used to be a hardcore al-Qaeda fighter who has moderated substantially over time. He basically wants to do two things with that press conference. One is tell the West, you don't have to worry about us. We're not interested in attacking you. You know, we're not part of al-Qaeda anymore. We're moderate. Don't worry about us. The message to Iran is stay out of Syria. You lost. This is our country. And so it was a warning shot, basically, to the Iranians.
Carl, thank you. I know you're on the move this morning. Appreciate you getting us on for a few more minutes. As this story unfolds, we'll get some more insight from you on this developing story. Thanks for joining me today.
Sure. Happy to be on.